Hello, this is Stephen Childs. This is the Fairness, the Way of Fairness. I'm trying to simplify or understand anyway. I'm trying to understand why humans are viciously in different groups fighting each other to the death sometimes. And we might have a civil war in the USA. And we've had one before. So we have this belief, humans have had a belief, historically, of an all-knowing, all-powerful creator. And we used to, in the past, we believed the earth was flat and there was a sky dome that the stars were on. And we thought that's all there was here. This all-knowing creator that nobody could see. But the worst thing you could do is believe that that was not true. You had to believe that it was true, or you would be stoned to death, basically. So we developed telescopes. And so the church tried Galileo for heresy, because he was showing them evidence that their belief is wrong. So, this is what I simplified things to. We have beliefs, and our belief is that if someone threatens our belief, we should kill them or dominate them so they can't threaten our belief. So we have various religions that do that game of don't question my beliefs or else. And we have various political groups, capitalism, communism, Marxism, socialism, etc., that basically do the same thing. Don't question our beliefs or else. It's war. And so that's, I'm just trying to get the idea across. I'm not trying to be specifically right. I want people to understand what I'm saying, and it's not about what I'm saying, it's about if you can understand it. I don't care what words you use. So, now I have come to the conclusion that the idea that there's an all-knowing, all-powerful creator is not correct, because we have telescopes and microscopes. So we have good evidence that all this happened on its own without a mind, without an intelligence, without an all-knowing, all-powerful creator. So the only thing that's all-powerful is all that is in one group, one agreement. So if everyone agreed on something, and plus the non-mind cosmos that causes earthquakes, asteroids hitting planets, stars exploding into supernova, all that kind of thing we don't have any power over. It's part of the all-powerful all. And the only mind in this all is ours, and what other minds exist that we're not aware of yet. Extraterrestrials, as an example, of other minds that may exist that we don't know about. And the power of the mind is not known yet. We don't know how much power our minds are capable of connecting to or achieving. So, if I was going to be the same way, that if you threaten my beliefs, it means war, because they're saying we have the all-powerful with us, and if you threaten our beliefs, it means war. And I'm saying I have the all-powerful with me, and if you threaten my beliefs, it means war. So I'm just reciprocating back at them what they're giving to me. Now, what methods of war do we have? Well, as humans, what do we have? Atom bombs. The most powerful weapon would be nuclear weapons, I suppose. What if there are much more powerful weapons that are not human weapons? They're from beings that we can't see. So this is speculation. And what if there's a way to have this war without any violence? So how would that happen? To have an agreement, see, we're disagreeing on who should be the boss over this place. Should the communists be the boss over this place? Should the capitalists, should the Trump Republicans be the boss over this place? Etc. You know, you can just add to that list of people or entities that want to be the boss over the whole world to maintain their belief that they should. And why, you know, like, you can look into it further. Why are communists in that position in the first place? Why did Marx write what he wrote? Why did Adam Smith, the economist, I don't know the word. Why did he write what he wrote about rich people having sentiments, good sentiments toward the poor, that they would not starve them and allow them to be homeless and so forth? Well, where's Adam Smith? He's not the one making policy today, is he? So, back to staying focused on beliefs. Now, when we believed the world was flat, we believed it. Our parents told us the world was flat. They told us about the dome of the sky, the spheres, the music of the spheres, and so forth. And then Galileo was born. People started making telescopes. That is a very interesting story. I watched a documentary about the development of the telescope. Very interesting sequence of events. And anyway, so the telescope was invented. We found out the sun goes around. I mean, the earth goes around the sun rather than the sun going around the earth. And that's in opposition to the Bible and to the Quran. They base their science on this old, outdated science that we've recently realized that wasn't true. We were wrong. It's like an honest mistake. But then you have in those Bibles, in those scriptures, in those belief systems, if you threaten our beliefs, you're threatening our God, our powerful God, and we will have to kill you for it. It's a war, you know, if you threaten our beliefs. So, now a lot of the Muslims are in agreement with telescopes and microscopes, and they don't have a problem with the biological evolution, and they don't have a problem with a creator that doesn't have a mind. So they don't have a problem with the Quran being false, but they have to keep it secret depending on how threatened they are by other fellow Muslims that may kill them over apostasy or heresy or whatever. Okay, so good evidence is a way that humans can agree on beliefs, and we can change our beliefs. So even though people were told you can never change your beliefs or you will burn in hell, like in Christianity, you can never doubt that God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving, and is all you got to do is believe in Him and no sins will ever harm you. You can do anything you want. It doesn't matter what you did. But the one thing you can't do is question the existence of this God. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm questioning the existence of that God. So this is a big deal for people on planet Earth. And we're more and more in a smaller world, relatively, because of the internet and because of jets. So now we can communicate with people from these other religions in 5 minutes, in 1 minute, in 5 seconds. We can be talking with somebody on the other side of the world in a chat room or with email or whatever that is in this other belief system, and we're right together in the same chat room. And so, see, this has not happened before. It was such that it took months to get across the ocean. And that was the only way of communication. Before that, we couldn't even get across the ocean. So the world was extremely big, relatively. And now it's extremely small because of communication. So that's just a metaphor, using size to explain something. So the world hasn't changed size. So anyway, the beliefs that are causing warfare with no evidence of their validity, they need to change, because we have evidence of what really caused reality, what really caused humans to be here, biological evolution. It doesn't have anything to do with Darwin's being right or wrong. He's just a step in the chain of events that are developed into our understanding, biological evolution, as we do today. And we're learning more about it all the time. And we're learning more about the cosmos. Well, now we have James Webb Telescope. We're going to see almost to the point of the original Big Bang expansion. And there's a place where you can't go any further because there's no formation of light yet. So there's no electromagnetic radiation for our telescopes to observe. So we're talking milliseconds at the very point of creation. So we can't get before that, because there isn't anything before that. There's not time or space before that. So it's irrelevant whether there's a mind that continues after the cycles of universes. Maybe they cycle in some way. And maybe mind happens. But first of all, there had to be the cause of reality that enabled minds to evolve. And so, like you see, there's like a self-similarity in things. This is part of science, the way we understand. Is we see a pattern of things, and so we believe there's a self-similarity. So if we see this evidence that mind came from mindlessness, that's probably the way it is originally everywhere. No matter how many universes happen, originally, the first mind most likely came from mindlessness, not from an all-powerful, all-knowing creator. So, if we don't believe in this all-powerful, all-knowing creator that's got us fighting each other over beliefs, where will we be? We'll be in a world where people are in agreement on what behaviors are allowed and what behaviors are not allowed, and beliefs that are not proven or no evidence for, that are harmful. We don't have to allow beliefs that are harmful without evidence. Like, I could have a belief that people like you should be exterminated because you're like you. See, that's not I don't have any evidence for that. It's just because I claim there's an all-powerful God that's all-knowing that told me this is true. And he told me that if anybody questions the existence of this all-powerful God that I've made up, just like the others were made up from mythological sources, it was their best science of the day. They were wrong. We have science today. We find out we were wrong. Einstein thought he was right. We find out he was wrong. Quantum mechanics is right. We might find out it's wrong. So what? We're learning more all the time. Okay, so the point of all this is about belief. And belief without evidence is absurd. It's insanity. When you believe something's there and there's no evidence for it being there, it's hallucination. Because nobody else is seeing except you. It's delusion. It's a form of insanity. To be rigid, you know, like if I see a hallucination and I insist that everybody else should see that too, but they don't, that's insane. So it's rather like an hallucination. The religions are like a collective hallucination in a way. And we have something to remedy all this. It's evidence of truth. So it's really strange that these religions are talking about truth, and truth shows up at their door and they say, go away, we don't want you around. That's ridiculous. So I have this simplified remedy, and it's based on fairness. It's another word for justice. So we have this value of justice for all, but we don't have it. We don't have justice for all. And we, the people, are supposed to establish justice for all, but we're failing in doing that. So it's fairness for all. And if you're going to have fairness for all, you have to have fairness from all. Justice for all, justice from all. Treat people in a just way, in a fair way. Don't do other people wrongly. So we have all these laws about people doing other people wrongly. And they've complicated it extremely. Now you can look at our world and see all the different houses, all the different mountains, all the different clouds, all the different people. It's very complicated. Extremely complicated. But you can look at the simplicity of that. All of this material form is made of atoms. The same fundamental particles. Protons, neutrons, and electrons. Just to explain it in a simple way. Everything is those three things in a simple way. In the material. Now, you know, there's the light that we haven't talked about. Photons. And I'm not going to talk about photons. We could say, yeah, there's photons and then there's the matter. Okay. So, basically, I'm just trying to get across the point that all this complication can be seen in a very simple way. We're looking for the one theory of everything. Theory of everything. They call it the TOE, the toe. And then they have what's called the big toe that includes mind in it, how mind emerged from no mind. In the big theory, and in the small theory, they just put mind stuff aside. We're not going to even talk about mind. We're just talking about physical reality. So they want to, who's they? Scientists, people that are interested in knowing things. Me, I want to know. We want to know the simple understanding of all it is. So in a very, it's like simplified into one idea. Anyway, so this one idea I have is that if everybody was fair to each other, we would have a much better world.